15 years ago, a high schooler from Scotia, New York, disappeared and hasn't been heard from since. A vigil was held Thursday night for the missing student. On June 27, 2004, Craig Allen Freer, then a 17-year-old student at Scotia Glenville High School, disappeared. Freer was last seen walking into the woods behind a friend's apartment complex in the village of Scotia. Freer's car was found by his father at the complex shortly after Craig spoke to his mother by phone. Despite dozens of searches over the last 15 years, Freer's whereabouts remain unknown, but his name and photo are still familiar to local residents. Melissa DeLand helped organize a candlelight vigil Thursday evening in Collins Park. She's part of a local group called Team Six.
Just living here, you walk into the market or you walk into the local ice cream shop and you're seeing his poster there, and you know, they're still there and there's still no answers, and here we are 15 years later.
Those who know him gathered for prayer and remembrance. Amazing Grace was sung, and Freer's favorite songs were played on a portable PA system. Paul Lukasiewicz was friends with Freer in high school.
I have, you know, talked to people about Craig. You know, I've gone through Facebook trying to, you know, try to get clues and everything about Craig and everything like that, but also trying to keep my distance and keep as much as privacy and respect for the family as possible.
The members of Team 6 are using Facebook to spread the word about Freer's disappearance. Team 6 member Mike Hilton hopes social media will help reveal new information in the cold case.
This is an opportunity for it to reach not just our community, but also to reach other parts of the globe, you know, the country, and get the message out there that if, you know, if Craig is still out there, you know, he has family here, they still care about him, people in the community care about him. But if not, then it also gives us that opportunity to reach out with hopes that somebody may have some piece of information or part of this puzzle that we can put together to try to solve the case.
Those who knew Freer, like Lukasiewicz, say they won't lose hope.
Craig and I were, you know, we were friends, and no one ever wants to lose a friend, especially when you grew up with them through high school, you watch them grow as a person. You don't ever want to lose hope.
Anyone with information on Freer's whereabouts is asked to contact the New York State Police. The case is still open, with details and photos on the state police website. There's a link to more information at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.